It's Thursday, November 27th, and with your 7 a.m. news, I am Leonard Witbien. As citizens headed to the polls yesterday, a group of protesters gathered at SWAPO Party headquarters, declaring that they would not participate in the local authority and regional council election, saying they're tired of empty promises. News on One's Envalde Mateus.
News on One team is at the Katutura Youth Complex, where thousands of homeless people reside, with hundreds of structures, while others are busy voting. They are saying they are hopeless. They have not gone to the polls. Reasons given is, number one, they are not in their constituencies. A lot of them have registered in Opuo and they could not vote here in Windhoek. And the other ones are just saying, look, they have nothing to vote for as the government is not providing any services to them.
Still on the local authority and regional council elections, despite opening at 7 a.m. yesterday, Rehoboth's polling stations experienced sluggish voter turnout, according to presiding officer Charmaine Kluter.
About 300. Very slow, but peaceful. No problems. But it's really disappointed. It's not what you think that should be. But the process went smoothly.
In South Africa, National Prosecuting Authority head Shamila Patoi says former Deputy National Director of Public Prosecutions Nomgcobo Jiba authorized racketeering charges against former KwaZulu-Natal Hawks boss Johan Booysen and the Katomano unit in 2012 without the necessary evidence. Testifying at the Nkabinde inquiry into suspended Gauteng Director of Public Prosecutions Andrew Chauke's fitness for office, Patoi said a key statement from Katomano commander Rajan Ayer only became available weeks after Jiba acted.
I can't say there was no evidence. I'll say there was insufficient evidence. If you look at the racketeering charges, one would have expected that in the assessment of whether the evidence met the standard of a reasonable prospects of a successful prosecution.
Continentally, Nigeria's President Bola Tinubu yesterday announced a nationwide security emergency, instructing the army and police to recruit thousands of additional personnel to address escalating armed violence, as per reports from Reuters. The police are set to hire 20,000 new officers, boosting their ranks to 50,000, while National Youth Service Corps camps will serve as training facilities. Tinubu also ordered the redeployment of officers from VIP protection duties to conflict areas following crash retraining. To North America, in the United States, Thanksgiving travelers are facing added delays this year from winter storms and freezing weather. And as our correspondent Nick Harper reports from Washington, millions are under weather alerts amid the country's busiest travel period.
Planes, trains or automobiles, whatever the choice of transport, millions of Americans are finding this year's Thanksgiving travel a little harder and potentially more dangerous than in other years. Snow, strong winds and unpredictable storms are expected across large parts of the US, with blizzard warnings of up to 2 feet of snow coming down in the upper Midwest. Wisconsin and Michigan are expected to be hit hard. But the Pacific Northwest is also in line for bad weather, wet and windy conditions making travel difficult. While in New York City, at Thursday's traditional Macy's Thanksgiving parade, organisers have ordered the huge inflatable balloons be flown lower, due to a forecast of significant wind gusts. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.